At NASA headquarters in Washington today, President Bush is proposing the most ambitious space mission for this country since John Kennedy's goal 40 years ago of going to the moon. President Bush now wants to build permanent colonies on the moon and use those to go to Mars. Still, some space advocates are even more ambitious, with plans to actually colonize our neighboring planet. And among these Martian dreamers is NASA consultant and planetary scientist David Grinspoon. He's got a Martian essay in Slate, and from Colorado Public Radio in Denver, he spoke with Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
To start us off, first, could you explain what this idea known as terraforming is all about?
Yeah, terraforming is an idea that really comes from science fiction. It's really the notion of transforming another planet into an environment that is more like that of the Earth. And Mars seems like the logical first place that we might terraform. And so it would involve changing the climate to be warmer, somehow increasing the greenhouse effect, planting vegetation, increasing the amount of surface water, changing the composition of the atmosphere. So eventually, perhaps we could breathe it and Mars would be a more Earth-like planet.
It's not so far out to a lot of people. One of the leading groups supporting this idea is called the Mars Society. And you write in your article about the founding conference of this group, which you attended a few years ago. And you say it was called the Woodstock of Mars?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to be sure and clarify that the Mars Society is not really centrally about terraforming. Terraforming is kind of a far future, far out fantasy vision. The Mars Society is a little more mainstream than that. It's a group of dreamers, technical dreamers, who are committed to sending humans to Mars soon.
There were some controversial statements made at that conference, right?
Yeah, there certainly were. There were some that gave me pause. And again, I want to emphasize these are not the mainstream Mars Society views. It's a plurality of opinions. But there were people there talking about how colonizing Mars is the manifest destiny of the human species. And that really rubbed me the wrong way. And a metaphor that, unfortunately, some of their leaders have used a lot is of pioneering the West. Hopefully, if we do go to Mars, it will be an inclusive enterprise of the human species and not just an elitist escapist fantasy of a few.
You fundamentally support this idea of terraforming Mars with some caveats that you mentioned. But given the mess that we humans have made here on Earth in many places and destroyed many ecosystems and environments, is it really right to start this process all over again on another planet?
Well, I don't think it's a good idea to start it anytime soon. I think it's a good idea right now for us to be thinking about terraforming Mars because it forces us to confront the question, how do we purposefully alter the environment of another planet? And in a sense, that's what we're wrestling with on Earth right now, where we're inadvertently altering the environment of Earth. By doing the mental exercise of imagining how we would terraform Mars, it makes us smarter about thinking about changing global climates on the long term, and that can help us with our current predicaments on Earth. But on the long term, I think it's also going to be a morally good thing to do to terraform Mars and to bring life there, if we find that Mars is indeed dead at present, as I personally believe we will find, because it buys life an insurance policy. Once Earth life has spread and is living on more than one planet, then we're insured against something horrible happening to the life on just one planet. And in a certain sense, it helps buy the longevity, the immortality of all that we hold dear.
David Grinspoon is a Slate contributor and the author of Lonely Planets, The Natural Philosophy of Alien Life. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
That interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brand.